All right, let's go right to the phones right now. Michael's on the phone from Pennsylvania. Michael, welcome to the show.
Oh, hey, Danny. Hi, Joe. How you doing? Good to be with you.
Oh, thank
you. You're doing great, Michael. Thanks.
Everything's going well, and you're thinking about a little shower work. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I'm planning to paint a cement board shower floor with an oil-based pool paint. Now, can I or should I use a heavy latex primer first?
Well, that's a really good question, and I think a pool paint is the correct paint to use if you're going to, you want to apply paint over the concrete shower floor. And I'm not really sure. The one pool paint I've worked with was from Zinsser, who and nobody knows primer better than Zinsser. That's mostly what their line of products are. And I think they're actually owned by Rust-Oleum now. So I'm not sure if it's called Zinsser swimming pool paint or Rust-Oleum.
But yeah, we're on the same page because that's the stuff I'm getting.
Oh, great. Well, you can. The first thing I would tell you is just read the label on the paint can. But I don't think that Zinsser requires a primer over new, clean concrete. Now, I'm not really sure why, but they're the paint experts, so I would trust them. It's important to apply two coats.
This is the cement board that I'm planning to paint. It's got the waterproof membrane underneath with the cement board on top. So we want to go another way. And
What is it you're applying the paint to, though, Michael? What is the surface you're applying this swimming pool paint to, the tile or to the cement backer board?
No. I will be applying the paint to the cement board itself.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't recommend that. No, because that's not supposed to be exposed to water. If you're going to cover it, you got to cover it with a waterproof membrane, basically a liquid rubber. And then on top of that, you have to put something. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I misunderstood.
That's underneath of it.
Yeah, the liner's underneath of it. Right.
Right.
But the waterproof membrane I'm talking about is like a liquid rubber you roll on and brush on, and that also seals it. So it's sealed from the top and the bottom. And then you typically mortar and tile on top of that.
I would be afraid that cement backer board is, though it seems very concrete-like, it's not going to, support weight for very, very long. It will start crumbling around on edges and where it meets the drain. It really needs something supportive like tile on top of it. Now, I mean, you're doing the right thing when you talk about the because, ceramic is not waterproof, nor is grout. So you have to have that waterproof membrane underneath. So having what you have there, I would actually use either the pool paint or even better, a product called Red Guard from Custom Building Products. You put that on there. Okay, it's not going to leak now, but it just won't hold up unless you have something durable like tile on top of it.
So even though the subfloor underneath of it has been reinforced or sistered in with 2x4s and such, you don't recommend this?
No, I would not.
Yeah.
Nope.
No, it really won't hold up. There will be some crumbling and some leaks that occur. I would do just what you're doing and then put some type of ceramic. And I'll tell you what's so easy to do is the mosaic tile that comes on a mat. And it may be 16 inches by 16 inches. Then set that down, grout it with the right grout, and you're done. It looks a lot better, and it's going to be a lot more durable for you.
To recap me real quick, then
sure.
You're talking all right.
All right. So what I would recommend is Red Guard is to put two coats of Red Guard from Custom Building Products. It's available at Home Depot. You can just brush it on with a brush, okay? And once that's dried, then you're ready to glue down your ceramic right to that shower pan. Again, I would recommend the mosaic type because the smaller tiles make it more skid resistant. And if you really want to go all out, I hate to be dropping all these brand names, but Custom Building Products has an awesome grout called Prism. Prism grout is great, well worth it. And then it's stain resistant, waterproof, and we'll tie all of that together. You have a beautiful looking floor as well as one that's going to last a long, long time.
Yeah, I've seen that on your TV show. We're big fans.
Oh, good.
You do things that I could actually do.
Good. Thank you, Michael.
That's
thank
great.
You.
Yeah.
So what would you recommend putting the tiles down with?
I would use
once we get the Red Guard and all that out of the way.
I would use
the tiles.
Yeah.
What do you stick it down with?
Use the traditional thin set adhesive. Mix it according to the guidelines. Make sure you use the right notched trowel to install it so that you're putting the right amount down. And then just
can you use pre-mixed that? Yeah. Because I'm not real good at this.
Oh, yeah. No problem at all. You can use the pre-mixed grout. Again, Custom Building Products is one that all the pros use that we really like, and that's one that that I would recommend. Well, good. Got a good project ahead of you. Glad we were able to point you in the right direction. If we can help you any other way, just let us know.
Thank you very much, guys, and thanks for having me on.
Okay, absolutely. Thanks. And thanks for listening and watching our television show. We appreciate that more and more. And if you have a chance to watch us this weekend on your television show, a television station in your area, all you have to do is go to todayshomeowner.com/local listings to find out where we air in your neck of the woods.